Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
That's right. One, two, kicking out yet another brand new episode of the Kicking Out Podcast. It is Sunday night. It's May 17th, 2026. We are officially 1 week away from AEW Double or Nothing, a sold out AEW Double or Nothing pay-per-view, I should say, taking place in the Louis Armstrong Stadium in Queens, New York. I'm Tanner Lee, reigning, defending KOP Predictions champion. And with me again is a guy that's going to try to take it off my shoulder next weekend. Main event Shep, Austin Shepherd. Shep, how we doing?
Try. It's almost certain I'm going to take that thing off your shoulder.
Oh, you're funny. You are funny.
I mean, it's not even, I mean, I have my picks already locked and loaded. It's going to go. It's going to come home. It's going to come home over the shoulder, baby.
Well, I'm anxious to see you try, and I'm anxious to see you fail yet again. But a reminder to everybody, our AEW Double or Nothing Predictions show will be taking place live next Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, I should say, May 23rd. From 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock on the Main Event Wrestling Network YouTube channel. Still up in the air if it's going to be on the KOP channel. We might be able to also stream it. But if you want to make sure you're catching us live, make sure you are subscribed to Main Event Wrestling Network YouTube channel. And while you're at it, follow all the guys. All social media, main event_net. 24-hour marathon. Starting 8 p.m. on Friday through 8 p.m. on Saturday, all the guys are going to be cranking out great content for 24 hours. You don't want to miss it.
I kind of appreciate it that they named a network after me. Right? You have Main Event Shep. All of a sudden, we have a Main Event Network going to do a 24-hour stream. Yeah, you're welcome, guys. You're welcome.
You couldn't play it into my hand better this week, Shep, because I got a little something for you, Main Event Shep.
Oh, God. Did you AI another song? Always country with you.
It works.
They call me Main Event Shep when I walk through the door. Mud on my boots. Chicken flag and a cold one on the floor. I love a V8 screen and a 1-2 count. I talk so big on Saturday night, then I cash my mouth. I lean in close with my game day grin. Say this one's a lock, but he let me in. Main Event Shep, Main Event Shep. I bet it big and I miss it yet. A little peach fizz burned by the county track. I watch the hot rods roll by and the taillights flash back. Then I'm calling winners like I own the belt. But the book keeps laughing at the hand I dealt. I pound the bar, say watch me now. The
then the whole damn room just starts to bow. Main event ship. Main event ship. I bet it big and I miss it yet. Main event ship. Main event ship. I'm so sure that I break my bet.
Oh, 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 ship. Here comes a fall.
Main event ship. I can pick a race like lightning fast, but that wrestling card play my game. Still I raise that glass to the ones that know and the ones that learn the hard way. If I'm gonna lose with that much swagger, I'll do it loud all day. Main event ship. Main event ship. I bet it big and I miss it yet.
You have a serious problem with AI.
Well, you know, it's going to bite me in the ass one of these days when I do lose that title, when I'm not on here and either you or Paul come up with some song for me. But
hey,
can you have fun while I can?
Can you send me that file?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So text that to me because that's going to go to a lot of people right now. Just saying.
Majin says, Shep's the type of guy to line dance to a song about him.
Majin, you have no idea what these moves are about over here. I have so good moves. I will steal your wife and your girlfriend at the same time.
There you go. And Majin also said, laugh my ass off. What WTF has happened to this show? Good point.
All right, good point, Majin. One of the few things you and I agree upon.
Well, and Paul's song will be played later because the workhorse, yet again, isn't here, but I won't put everybody through back to back songs, so we'll say that for later.
I'll dance off. Yeah. Yeah. Hide all the women, baby, because they're coming my way if you want to have a dance off.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Even, but
hey, just ask Mama Wayne, baby. Just ask Mama
there
Wayne.
You go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. But man, Shep, I thought we've had another good week of AEW action leading up to next week's Double or Nothing show.
I thought we had a great week. Great week.
I mean, I thought this week's Dynamite was the perfect. I mean, it's not a go home show because that's this upcoming week's Dynamite / Collision, another 3 hours from Portland, Maine, I believe. But I thought it was the perfect show 2 weeks before. Before a big event type show.
I mean we had this title reign of Darby that just keeps extending on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that headlined the show, but we also had a bunch of build to Double or Nothing. And I love it. I mean, Double or Nothing might be 6 hours. Maybe five.
Eight matches so far. Eight matches, which I could see them keeping it at eight. And adding two for 0 hour because your Stadium Stampede match is going to be long. Assuming Darby doesn't lose the speedball Mike Bailey on Wednesday, which he won't. Darby MJF is going to be a long main event. I mean, you're going to have some matches that get some time.
Well,
Oh, Chip, you're cutting out. I didn't get any of that. I'm hearing bits and pieces there.
10, 15 minutes, right?
I barely heard anything you said there. You've been cutting in and out. You've been, I might have you now.
Okay, you got me now.
I do have you now.
All right. Yep. But I think your stadium stampede is going to be 10, 15 minutes is going to be just for entrances.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What song do you think they play in Stadium Stampede this year?
So even if the match goes 30 minutes. Oh. I don't know. That's such a crapshoot.
What do you speak of songs? Majin said, "Oh, and Tanner, damn you! I don't even like country, but that's going to be stuck in my head later." He says, "Main event ship, main event ship."
That's right, Majin. I rent space between your ears. So you
I think you kind of do. Oh, Majin, just wait for Workhorse Pulse on later if you didn't catch it last week. That one, I even text Shep last Monday. I'm like, this stupid song stuck in my head.
Oh, my gosh. I think you sang that song all day Monday.
Oh, it was in my head. It was terrible.
I feel bad for all the ladies at the bank. Just Tanner walking around singing about
Pulse. I wasn't there Monday. Oh. So, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, normally, yeah, I would. You're not kidding. No lie there. But yeah, this, we were talking about the minutes that'll be laid out at Double or Nothing. And I know Majin and you were both kind of talking about Darby Allin's reign. How could you be an AEW fan and not love Darby's reign so far? I mean, every single show he's defended his title, and that's going to continue this upcoming Wednesday against Speedball. He's defended it. I think I read 6 or 7 times already.
Yeah, but we saw it on Clue a little bit. He's crashing out.
Yeah, which I love. I love that story.
I do. I love that story, and I think that's. I mean, I'm not trying to give my pick away, but I think that's the story with Max. Mm-hmm. Darby is crashing out. He has won the title, and he has defended it 5 weeks. Is it 5 weeks in a row?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because there's been when was Dynasty? Might be 4 weeks, but he's defended it multiple times in a week.
So. Right. So let's just say 5 weeks, a couple times. I mean, he's defended the belt roughly 8 to 9 times in 5 weeks. What a legendary title run.
Yeah, they're squeezing everything they can out of it.
Look at the guys he's beat, okay? And everybody's going to say, well, they're mid-carders. They're this. But the way they have done it is Darby just squeaks his way by.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perfect. So I think we put the belt on Darby. I don't think this has been a wasted title run. Whether if MJF takes the belt off him, that's fine. It does not hurt Darby because he has looked like an absolute beast these last 5 weeks.
It's elevated him. It's done something I didn't know if it could do. It has made Darby Allin a bigger star to where in the future when he's going for the title, because you got to think in the future he will. It's believable now to all of his fans. Like, yes, he can win it. He can be the title bearer. He can be the champ.
He can hold that company on his shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, he
And I would never, if you asked me what, 4 years ago, I would have told you you're on crack.
Earlier this year, you would have told me I was on crack.
I mean, we're only into May.
That's true. That's true. Majin says, MJF is watching Darby, studying him, letting him tire himself out. And when they face MJF, it's going to break Darby like Bane ultimately broke the bat. Pretty good comparison there.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, it's a great story they're telling, and I might have brought this up, Shep, last week, and if I do, I apologize, everybody. It's been a long week, but would you consider Double or Nothing AEW's second biggest annual pay-per-view?
Absolutely. I would.
I would, too. I think All In's number one, right, just because they run it in stadiums now?
Yeah, All In's where it started, right?
Unofficially. Because it wasn't under AEW's banner there. Double or Nothing was the first show AEW ran in 2019. But All In 2018 got the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. So. But I think AEW fans, like, you can make a debate for all the big original four as to which one's number two between Revolution, Double or Nothing, All Out in Full Gear. You can make a debate, but for me, it's Double or Nothing just because that was the inaugural AEW show. I mean, they had that show before they had a TV deal. So
I agree with you.
Yeah. And I mean, the gate's looking great. Like I said, it's sold out. It's going to be the second largest gate they've done in the U.S.
What
is for that, a pay-per-view?
Is that 12,000-13,000?
It's over 14,000 now.
Over 14 now?
Okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. And like I said, well, the card's good that we've added to the card this past week. So
I hope those people like sitting in the seat for 8 hours.
I don't think it'll be that long.
Okay, six.
But it is a holiday weekend, even though it's a Sunday pape. It's a holiday weekend, being Memorial Day weekend. So a lot of people don't have to work Monday. So Tony might get in his sick bag of tricks and pull out an 8 hour. Who knows?
It's Tony.
It is Tony.
Don't put anything past him when it comes to time.
Hey, high road Tony after the presser Friday night, the ROH Supercard of Honor presser. High road Tony when a few years ago, Tony would have went after WWE when he got that question about people backstage WWE saying they are skeptical that AEW is going to get a new television deal. And Tony took the high road, turned the other cheek. So.
Don't you think those guys are planted a little bit?
Sure.
I mean, I love the media. I love press conferences on professional wrestling, but I think some of those guys got to be planted, right?
Well, I don't think the AEW plants them as bad as WWE used to. WWE doesn't even do the pressers now.
That's because of Pluggo screwed it all up.
Steffi thinks they're plants.
Yeah.
Maja said, Athena still champ. Man, it's time, Tony. Have her lose the title and come up fully since she's in the tournament.
I can't. Why? It really wants me to hit the exit button when I have to agree with Majin like twice on a pod.
Well, he knows. I mean, Shep says, you got to start agreeing with me. I feel dirty. Majin's saying the same thing. Isaac's in the chat. What's going on, my friend? He says, hey, Tanner. How you know? He only broke it out once this week, but it was still good. I still pop for it.
I like it. I love it. Actually, I love it.
And I love him trolling Max with his hair. Fantastic. Fantastic. I don't know if I like Andrade being part of the Stadium Stampede match. I mean, I guess he does have history with Kenny, but it just kind of felt random, like he was randomly placed in the match. I mean, he'll do some fun, crazy spots. He's a great talent to be in the match. It just kind of felt like we want Andrade on the card, stick him in here type of thing.
I agree.
But man, what they've added to the card, full 7-on-7 Stadium Stampede match is going to be awesome. We're getting two matches as part of the Owen Hart tournament. We're getting Will Ospreay versus Samoa Joe. Can you believe, Shep, that they've never faced each other one-on-one?
Yeah, I can. Just because if you look where when Samoa Joe left TNA and went to NXT, that's when Ospreay came to New Japan. So like they just never timed it right. Now we can see it. I think this is going to be an unbelievable match. Like this one's on the Mount Rushmore, right? I want to see this match. These two guys could steal the show. And I think they might steal it. They will steal the show.
And we all would have been pumped for it without any story. But I like how they've kind of told a story the last few weeks of Joe trying to get Ospreay in the ops, but Ospreay not doing it. So adds a little more story to the match, you know, being part of the Owen.
So you got trying to go to the ops, and Ospreay's got this odd thing going on with the Death Riders right mm-hmm. now. And did anybody listen to Bully Ray on Friday?
I did.
He went.
Yeah, off. He doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it. I've never seen so many curse words out of Bully Ray. Yeah. And I don't know if he's wrong, Tanner. I don't know if he's wrong.
Yeah, but last week you told me you were liking it. So you must have flipped in a week then.
I don't know. I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence because I liked it. And then I listened to Bully Ray and I'm like, oh man, he has so many good points. And he's so passionate about it. And I'm like, well, fuck, if he's that passionate about it, I should be passionate about it, right?
Oh, I think we love. We good? Connection?
I hear you.
Okay. I went dark for a second, so.
Well, you tend to do that. You're a Purdue fan.
But we're getting that at Double or Nothing. Also part of the men's bracket on the other side that we're getting at Double or Nothing, Swerve versus Bandido.
What do you think about that?
I mean,
is this just let's throw it together because I want Swerve on the card?
I think so. I mean, they've tried to tell a little story. They had Swerve attack Bandido in ROH Friday. Swerve's making his AEW return on TV Wednesday. I mean, he can definitely steal the. I'm going to exit and come back in, Shep. I'm having a connection problem.
I got you, buddy.
Okay.
Are you leaving me? You're going to make me do this by myself? God, these people are going to leave. Everybody's going to leave. I think we're talking about Swerve. I feel they're putting Swerve on this card just because we need a place for Swerve. I don't know if it's necessarily a full-blown story, right? So we have Swerve on the card. I'll take it. Anytime I get Swerve on the card, I'm going to love it, right? So Tanner's back. I don't have to go by myself, so you guys can take a sigh of relief because my fat ass is not doing it by myself.
I don't know what's going on with my connection. I apologize, everybody. It shows I have full strength, so I don't know. I just spinning on my end on StreamYard. Maybe it's a StreamYard thing with me. But like I was trying to say, I think Bandido and Swerve could steal the show. I mean, they're talented enough, but I wish we would have seen more interaction between the guys in the build-up. But I don't think there's any, like, I'm trying not to say too much with it because I don't want to spoil my picks, but I think we can all agree who's going to win this match. I mean, when you look at the bracket as a whole, I think the bracket's kind of predictable on the men's side as to who we're probably going to get in the finals at Forbidden Door.
So you got Ospreay over Samoa Joe?
I do.
Okay.
You have to. This is his ticket to Wembley. And you got stories along the way, not only with Samoa Joe, but if Mark Davis gets by Jack Perry, then you got Ospreay versus Mark Davis, former stable mates, and Mark Davis hurt Ospreay a few weeks ago.
Do you bury Jungle Boy that quick?
I mean, you already had him lose the national title.
I know, but he's one of those guys that you've been just trying to just boost. You put him in something like this, and yeah,
I know
he's gonna get squashed.
I know, and I agree with Majin. I think Tony needs to enlarge the brackets a little bit.
I don't know. This isn't the NCAA where we have 70,000 teams
and just keep adding to it.
You just keep adding to it. I kind of like the small brackets because you're gonna get it done in what, 3 weeks, maybe four.
Well, the finals are at Forbidden Door on June 28th.
Okay,
but we're getting two of the men's matches at Double or Nothing, but only one of the women's matches at Double or Nothing.
So you're gonna get it.
Willow and Windsor.
You're basically getting it in a month. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, on mid side, for everybody, Samoa Joe, Will Ospreay, like we've already said, Double or Nothing. Mark Davis versus Jungle Jack Perry. Swerve Bandido, Double or Nothing, but also Claudio versus Brody King. So those are your eight people. And the women's side, we got Persephone versus Hazuki, I believe is how you pronounce her name.
Hazuki.
Willow and Alex Windsor, Double or Nothing. Mina Shirakawa, Athena. And Sky Blue and Sari. So I was surprised no Mercedes Moné. I thought this might be her announcement of her return.
Nah.
She won it last year.
Well, she won it last year. That's why she's not in it this year. So I think she comes back at the pay-per-view.
So,
but I think I'm more pumped about the women's tournament than I am the men's, just because I think it's so less predictable.
I mean, the men's pretty one-sided, I feel like.
I mean, I know who I want to win the women's. I want Athena to win, but I don't know if she will.
She has to. She has to win that one.
But all right, Shep, so say she wins it. So then she's in the world title picture at All In. Who's she facing? Is it going to still be Tekla or somebody else?
Has to be Tekla. No, there's not one woman right now that can take the belt off of Tekla.
Mercedes.
She's not here. She's gone.
She's got to be back by Wembley.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know that.
I mean, I know our prediction shows next Saturday from 2 to 3 on the Main Event Wrestling Network YouTube channel. But I think we get a couple returns at Double or Nothing company-wide.
I think you're right. But could you imagine an Athena versus Mercedes match? I mean, it can't get any bigger than that, right?
I mean, we've seen it a couple times, and it's been a banger each time. So there's a lot of history there.
You put it in a stadium with 20,000-30,000 people. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go. Take my money.
And Maj is not right. Tekla and Mercedes are heel. TK doesn't do heel versus heel title matches. Really true. Could be a multi-women match. I mean, we're getting a four-way match next Saturday. Who's to say Tekla doesn't drop it there? It's either Statlander,
hey,
Sheeta, or Hayter.
Who says Mercedes comes back as a heel?
And who says Mercedes comes back as a heel? Yeah, that's a very good point, Shep.
I mean, depending on how she returns and when she returns, she could blow the roof off a fucking joint. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. Or no roof in this case. We are from Trump Stadium.
All right, no roof.
But let's talk about Dynamite a little bit. We're kind of all over the place, but we're making sense. But Dynamite opened with a big old 10-man tag match. I saw some AEW haters are calling Tony Khan 10-man Tony now because he likes his 10-man tag matches. Ciampa, the Dogs, and FTR versus the Bucks, Orange Cassidy, Cope, and Christian in 10-man tag. Of course, the winners, Bucks, Orange Cassidy, Cope, and Christian. But I enjoyed the finish, the 3-man super kick with Cope and the Bucks, and then Cope hitting the spear. Just one of those matches I had a lot of fun watching to open the show. A lot of fantastic talent.
So many super kicks. So many super kicks. yeah, it was fun. You got to incorporate a lot of talent. Like you said, there's 10 people in there. 10 people you would not normally see all together. So, yes, it was very entertaining.
I talked about this last week. We saw Speedball win a squash match, which I've been saying lately, like, why are they putting Speedball to all these, like, squash matches? I just don't understand. So we see him win. Kevin Knight came out with him. Right after that, Kevin Knight's having an open challenge. Your boy, the Swolverine, Brian Cage, returns for the first time in 16 months to AEW. But don't worry, Shep. Kevin Knight successfully defended his TNT title. But is it just me? I've been saying we need one of these two to turn on each other, Kevin Knight and Speedball. But it's so obvious they're hinting at Kevin Knight turning on Speedball. It's like, do it. Put these two together against each other. Even if there's no swerve, just put them against each other at Double or Nothing. Because right now, we sit here on Sunday night, there's no TNT title on the line at Double or Nothing.
Yes, I agree. I agree 100% what you just said. And I think that's what we're going to get. I think we'll get that as a TNT title match. Going back to your best friend, Brian Cage. he did look bad. Like, the match wasn't bad. Wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. So, the way he came back, yeah, he's jacked. He looks great. He just got off of American Gladiators, right?
No, so, he's been hurt. No, Wardlow was on Gladiators.
Oh, Wardlow's on Gladiators.
Yeah.
Wasn't Brian,
yeah.
Brian Cage?
No. Well, yeah, Cage has been hurt.
Brian Cage is too big of a pussy to be on Gladiators. So, yeah, makes sense. but he looked good. The match was good. The match was okay. The match was entertaining.
Would you have him? Would you? But if you had the pencil, would you have had him come back and lose right away?
Yep. I would have had him come back on ROH and lose to Sammy Guevara. How about that?
Hey, hey. Sammy had a good match against Darby last night. That was a good performance by Sammy last night.
Okay, but I was
still random.
But I would still have Brian Cage lose to Darby. Or I still have Brian Cage lose to Sammy Guevara on ROH on a random Tuesday night.
I mean, I would have had him come back and win a match or two against somebody else, some lower talent, then have him challenge Kevin Knight for the TNT title. Like, I didn't want him to be Kevin Knight because I don't want Kevin Knight to lose the title yet, and I don't like somebody just coming right back and winning the title. But I don't know why they had Brian Cage come back in this spot and then lose right away.
Because it's Brian Cage. Dude,
they Austin, made a pretty big deal about him when he came to AEW.
Austin Aries would even put him over.
Oh, my Lord.
What
now you're
say?
Just talking out of your ass.
Austin Aries did not put him over.
Maj said, you'd have Brian Cage lose the Marco stunt if you could, Shep.
Okay, this is really weird. Maj and I have agreed for like 80% of this show.
Something must be in the maple syrup. Did you have maple syrup this morning for breakfast?
No. Well, I did have French toast.
So you did have syrup on it.
I had French toast, so that means my armpits smell because I'm French.
Yeah,
I'm
fair
French,
enough.
I'm French Canadian today. That's why that's why Maj and I get agree. I had French toast with maple syrup. My armpits smell like a French person that didn't use deodorant. I mean, shit.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. But here's a match that didn't smell because it was a really good match and I really enjoyed it. Will Ospreay versus Ace Austin. And I love the finish.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Great match. Match went 20 minutes or whatever. We know who Ace Austin is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But maybe the general AEW fan does not know who Ace Austin is. So how do you have a guy that is probably one of your top three or four talents in the company, Ospreay, go to the edge with a guy that some people might not know who the fuck it is?
Well, if they're, like you said, AEW audience, he's been featured a lot lately on television. Ace Austin has.
But not with Ospreay. Not with talents like Ospreay, right?
I would, yeah. You bring up a good point. I would counter that with argument that, you know, Ospreay's been banged up. He's working his way back up. Ace Austin is also athletic. So Ospreay had to kick it into a different gear and you know, use his training with the Death Riders, as to which we saw. He's targeting Ace Austin's arm the whole match, and at the end, instead of going for the hidden blade, he kicks the arm and makes Ace Austin tap out, which I believe is the first time Ospreay's ever won via submission. That's why I loved it. This was a strategic Will Ospreay match. Totally different than normal.
So winning by submission maybe puts a little feather in the cap of the Death Riders because they 100%. Taught him that.
100%, and I like he shakes Ace Austin's hand after the match. I think that elevates Ace Austin a little bit. I guess to your point, Shep, if people didn't know about Ace Austin already, I think they do after Wednesday night's match. Well, it was sure, that good because, performance.
Sure, because it's with Will Ospreay.
Exactly, and he got him toe-to-toe with him. And, yeah. You know, after the match, I kind of talked about this earlier, but Samoa Joe and Shibata and Bowens come out, and Joe's like, I'm not, you know, I'll wait to get my hands on you at Double or Nothing type thing. But Shibata and Bowens go down to the ring and are going to attack Ospreay. And not just a few of the Death Riders, all of them come out and get up on ringside. And the Ops back away, and Mox smiles at Ospreay. And Ospreay had a little smile if you look closely. So I know this angle's getting a lot of heat, but I'm intrigued where it's going.
It's got a lot of heat because I feel like they're bitching about Mox being like soft or nice, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, Mox, the Death Riders have Ospreay's back, and Ospreay has not had anybody, you know, since the United Empire. Obviously, leaving the Don Callis family, all that stuff. Like, he's been on his own. All of a sudden, you have the Death Riders now.
Yeah.
You have the Death Riders backing him. It's a little different, but intriguing.
I think it's one of those we're just going to have to let it play out and see. Like, I guess, you know, Moxley builds him up, helps him win the Owen, gets his ticket to Wembley. Maybe if he wins it then Mox wins it there against Darby, MJF, Kenny, whoever yeah. it is. Then Mox wants a shot or something, but I guess one thing I don't like about it is, even though we are getting Moxley versus Kevin O'Reilly in a eliminator match Wednesday night, which Kevin O'Reilly has Mox's number. He's made Mox tap out twice. I like that backstory of it. What I don't like is, as of right now, once again, things could change this week. We don't have Moxley on the Double or Nothing card. We don't have the international title. You know, I'm old school with that. I want all my titles on the pay-per-view.
Sure. Absolutely. But The only problem with having all your titles on the pay-per-view, every match could be a title thing, is that's how many titles we have in AEW.
True. Yeah, that's a good point. Too many titles. Too many titles.
So, I mean, you don't want to overrun. Like, every match can be, oh, this is for the world yeah. title, or, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to have a little separation.
Oh, did I say Kevin O'Reilly? Kyle O'Reilly. Thank you, Bodger, for catching that. I didn't even realize I said that.
You said
Kyle O'Reilly. I said Kevin O'Reilly. I get talking too fast sometimes.
Kevin O'Reilly. I mean, that's my UPS delivery guy, it sounds like.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
But, so yeah, I don't know. I get why people are bitching and complaining. Like, they need to tie up some loose ends with this Ospreay, Mox, Death Rider stuff. But I think they will through the Owen. Speaking of Death Riders, most of them were in attendance to Ronda Rousey's fight last night, which I stayed up for, and I wish I wouldn't have. It was a waste of time.
17 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you kind of knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought if she got her an armbar, it was over. And she did.
Well, I don't want to say get her an armbar. If she got her to the ground, it was over.
Yeah, pretty much. That's but.
I mean, nothing against Gina Carano, but back in her day when she was successful 15 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever it was.
I think this was her first fight in 16 years, okay. 16, 17 years. Yeah.
When she was successful back then, she was a banger. She was a swinger.
Sure. Sure.
You know, she was throwing fists.
Yep.
I mean, when they dropped the bell last night and Rousey basically speared her, took her to the ground, it's like, fuck, it's over. Done.
Yep.
Can't let her throw hands, so.
Yep. But it was interesting. The Death Riders were there, and I'm like, all right, maybe they're still going to do something with Rousey, even though what they were setting up with her and Tony can't happen at least till next year.
Well, I mean, and Ronda said, hey, look, I'm done.
Yeah. She wants to go have more babies. So,
if
AEW is going to do something, they better do it soon. And I believe Tony Storm's out for the rest of 2026. So.
I mean, the only person that was happy last night was Travis Brown. So
yes.
Trevor Brown, and what
Trevor, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
Trevor Brown. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the only one that got lucky last night.
Yep. Majin wishes he would get lucky with this upcoming match that I'm going to talk about. The Triangle of Madness versus Sheeta and the Brawling Birds. This wasn't my bathroom break match. Like, the women matches have been lately on Dynamite. That was a pretty good match.
Sure.
I mean, Sheeta and the Birds won via disqualification.
I think the Birds
tickle hip hater with the world title.
Birds are stealing the show right now. The Birds are the strongest thing in the women's division right now.
Yeah, they're trying, which they don't need to try because these two females are strong. They're trying to make Divine Dominion. But when you're throwing them into 5-minute matches with enhancement talent, I don't know if that really elevates their strength.
I mean, you gotta be so pessimistic about it, Tanner.
I don't know. I'm just frustrated. It's just the whole women's division has me frustrated. I mean, I'm glad we're getting Willow and the Owen, but within her and Alex Winza will be a heck of a match, Double or Nothing. But once again, there's no TBS title defense. Like, no, the tag team titles, Divine Dominion will probably be on 0 hour. It's like, what are we doing? Like, it just, the women's division, when it comes to the titles, just seems like a jumbled mess.
It is a jumbled mess. Because you took literally the biggest thing in women's professional wrestling, you took her away. And we don't know why. Well, we do know why, we don't know why, whatever.
Yeah. We can speculate.
You're trying to make up for it. Willow is just not there yet. But you don't know what to do with Willow right now, right? And then I think your best actual professional wrestlers on ROH, Athena. And yeah, you just got an absolute shit show when it comes to the women's division right now.
Well, it was weird. Like, they were trying to heat up Marina Shafir for a while, and now we haven't seen her wrestle in like a month.
Correct.
And part of that might be Toni Storm being off. I don't know. I don't know.
We don't know.
There's so much depth, but I don't know how much substance.
I mean, what do you do right now? With Toni Storm gone, Tekla's done an okay job.
I think she's done a good job.
She's done an okay job. But Mercedes, MIA still. Willow, I want to give her the ball and let her run with it, but I don't know if she can do it. And you got this Alex Winza. You got her coming out of nowhere, which I think she's good, but she hasn't proved herself yet, so you can't just throw the belt on her. I don't know. It's a shit show, in my opinion. Yep.
Well, hopefully one of these women emerges from the Owen. I mean, you know, the winner gets the title shot at All In at Wembley in August. So whoever wins it, they're going to have a rocket ship on their back. So hopefully they pick wisely.
Yeah.
But the main event Wednesday night was a whole lot of fun. Darby versus Kinoshita Takeshita. Takeshita beat the crap out of Darby. That German from the top rope that he didn't release, holy crap.
My shoulders hurt because of that.
Oh, my God. I saw the slow-mo yesterday on AEW's social media. Oh, my God. Darby tucked his neck just perfectly towards the end. Taking that. My God.
It did not look good.
Oh, my Lord.
Of course, we've said, I mean, I've been a part of this podcast for, what, 4 years now?
4 years, yep.
And even when I was a fill-in before, who's that guy that's, who's the guy that helps us out here?
I mean, he's supposed to be the workhorse.
Yeah, who's that? Paul? Pim? Tim? Tim? Paul?
He's too Tim. Busy. Bob? He's too busy sitting on the sidelines watching.
Big meaty man. Big meaty man slapping each other.
Wow. I didn't mean to go there. But even back when I would sub for Paul, I would always, one of the first things I would say to you, Tanner, is like, holy shit, Darby is not going to be able to walk when he's 40 years old.
Right.
You know, here we are 5 years later. He's still doing that stupid shit. And it still pops me every time. Like, the guy's crazy.
It's
He's got more of a pain threshold or pain tolerance, sorry, than anybody in the world.
Well, and I like I don't think this buries Takeshita at all, losing to Darby. I mean, it took Darby a Scorpion Deathlock plus a pair of coffin drops to finish him off.
Yeah. No, it does not. It does not hurt Takeshita at all. Because we got Takeshita and Okada going in here to the next one. So it was a great transition to get Takeshita to the next one. And I think he beats Okada, but that's just me.
Yep. No, I think it's time. It has to be. It has to be time. So we're getting Darby and Max. They signed a contract, even though, like I said, Darby went ahead and defending it last night against a false count anywhere match against Sammy Guevara. Now he's having a match against Speedball, but they've signed a contract for the title versus hair match. And something I want to discuss, and I didn't bring it up earlier, the start of Dynamite was absolutely fantastic with Max arriving to the arena. And everybody he passes by is bald. 19 different people. I just love that. It was sports entertainment, but it was perfect.
And Renee just like talking to him and just stops talking. And then everybody's bald. Like you had Tommaso Ciampa on there, right? Bald. Yep. Tommaso Ciampa has zero to do with Darby and MJF, but yet they made him be part of that backstage.
Johnny Hungy walks by and flexes.
Yeah.
Haven't seen him on TV forever.
Yeah. Love that. Love that.
You do, because at first, I'll admit, the first guy we see walk past him is goddamn Rick Knox. And right in my head, I'm like, what the hell is Knox doing? Did somebody not tell him to get out of the frame? I'm literally
he's trying to find pants that fit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to find a tailor. Like, goddamn it, my pants. Yeah. I like them big. I like them big.
Bryce Remberg's bald.
Bald. So then you see two or three. I'm like, I know what they're doing here. Yeah. And then the last one's Ricochet. Oh, it was so good.
Ricochet's a douchebag, but
it was so good. Oh man, that was good. Yeah. Yep. Like I just said, it popped me when MJF walking through all the bald people. A rare Johnny Hungy appearance too.
I love Johnny Hungry. Why can't we have Johnny on TV more?
Because Dark Order sucks.
No, that's the Dork Order.
Dork Order sucks. But I thought the contract signing was really good between Max and Darby. I thought Darby was really passionate. And I like how Max gave him a beat down, too. I thought it was good.
I did. Did you see Max's girlfriend or wife, Alyssa Trout, come out and make a statement saying, he can't lose his hair.
Yes.
If he loses his hair, I'm done.
Yes.
So
he's playing right into it. I love it.
I thought it was great.
Well, I love MJF's responding to everybody on Twitter lately, or not everybody, but like big accounts when they tweet and make fun of him. Like it's been a lot of fun. I'm trying to bring one up here. I saw one that popped me yesterday. Let me see it replies. Let's see. He did tweet today, 14K plus sold out, second biggest U.S. gate in the history of All Elite Wrestling, all to see me crowned for a third time. The hair stays, the legacy continues. That was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
He said, who okayed this with the Shop AW shirt, balder than you? And it has a picture of Max bald. And Ricochet said, you do look good, though. And he says, stop, in all caps. Here it was. Sean Ross Sapp put MJF and Royce Keys reunite. And it's R-Truth and Royce Keys. and Max replies with that.
You fucker. That's pretty good.
So he's playing right into it, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. But did you watch Collision last night?
No, I did not.
You didn't miss much, really, at all. Conglomeration Shane Taylor Promotions. It was AEW Trios title eliminator match. We're doing those on the trios now. Conglomeration won. But it was Briscoe instead of Roderick Strong in the match.
Good to see him back.
Yep. He came back, and he and Ciampa are going to face off Wednesday night in a no disqualification match, which they announced that last night because Ciampa and him brawled all around the arena later on during the show.
Like it?
Which makes sense. Ciampa put him on the shelf. I kind of wanted to see it on Double or Nothing on the card, but, you know, the card is already eight main card matches. I'm fine with this getting minutes then on Dynamite on a three-hour show.
Well, that or this could be a zero-hour match.
It could be, but... You know, it's, you know, sometimes I've always complained on the WWE side, like a lot of times they put a match on a PLE. I'm like, why couldn't that be on SmackDown or Raw? So,
yeah.
So I think AEW is doing the right thing here. It was nice to see Red Velvet, the ROH television champion on AEW television last night, going against Willow for the TBS title. Willow won, but it was a good match. We saw the Ops versus Lethal Twist, which is Lee Johnson and Jay Lethal. The Ops won, but the Ops was, this was Joe and Bowens, not Shibata. And Bowens cut a promo afterwards, and it was a pretty good promo. He pretty much said that Joe's shown him the way of violence, pretty much, is what I took away from it. So,
you know, I don't know how this is going to work out, but Bowens, I think, needs to be on television.
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs to be with the faction.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this works out, because I think he's a talent that just is wasted if you don't have him on TV. He's really good.
And I'd rather be in his spot than Max Caster's spot, because Max Caster's doing nothing right now.
Yeah, I want them back. I think right now with our tag division, which I think is a little bit weak, I think those guys could really, really succeed. So give me those guys back.
I don't know if I want to see them back.
Besides Billy Gunn, put those guys back scissoring each other. Come on.
I don't. I feel like they've tried it too many times and the fans are just over it. Because it looked like we were going to get it like a couple months ago, and they pulled a plug on it. So
no, I think if you had it done now, if you do it right, I think it pops hard.
I will say, you know, I was complaining earlier about the Divine Dominion winning these tag team eliminator matches quickly. They faced two interesting talent last night, though, in Allie Catch and Kaia McKinnon. I was surprised to see those two on television.
Allie Catch on AEW mm-hmm. television? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
I mean, but the match ended in 1 minute and 50 seconds.
Okay.
So, you know.
I think Allie Catch, I think she's a hidden gem.
Yeah.
I know she's done with GCW now. She lost her match. I hope she goes to AEW. I hope they can use her. Or if they promote Athena, Allie Catch would be perfect for ROH.
Yes.
So.
A fun match I thought last night on Collision was the Dogs and Mark Davis versus the Rascals. The Dogs and Mark Davis got the win. David Finlay picked up the pin. I hate seeing the Rascals lose matches, but the Dogs, you can't have them lose a match. And Mark Davis, you can't have them lose a match when they're part of the Stadium Stampede match.
No, the Dogs have taken a lot of W's or L's.
They have. Even though I brought up last week how, if you notice, David Finlay has yet to eat a pin. It's usually Clark Connors.
And Gabe Kidd's on the shelf with an injury, so, yeah.
Even though he was with the Death Riders last night at Ronda's fight, but yes.
He was?
Yeah, it was him and not Pac. It was the whole Death Riders, but him instead of Pac.
Okay.
I was trying to watch that. I was trying to watch that fight, and I fell asleep. I watched.
Well, I got to be honest. I fell asleep the fight before, and somehow, honest to God, I woke up when Ronda was making her entrance out. I don't know how I woke up, but I did.
You did well. You did well.
So then I watched, you know, for like 17 seconds. And I'm like, oh, I can go sleep again.
17 seconds. All that for 17 seconds. Are you kidding me?
That's what she said.
I was happy, though.
You mentioned this guy earlier, the Spanish god, Sammy Guevara, faced Darby Allin for the AEW World title. No count out match. Sammy had two big spots, missed them both. Off the ladder, through a table, missed it. Off the turnbuckle, through a table, missed it. But it's fun to watch him be aerodynamic, if you will. And Darby, he took Darby to the limit. Darby was starting to fade. In the end, Darby found a way to hit a coffin drop and retain.
You know, we've talked about this before on this podcast, about what the hell did Sammy Guevara do?
Well, he did get punched in the face by Andrade.
Well, that's true. But love to see him back on our television.
Yeah.
Right? Out of ROH. I think the kid has so much potential. Like, his upside is so good. Whether it be TBS, or not, I'm sorry, TNT title, international title, whatever the fuck you call it. I get them all confused. The mid-card titles, I think, is perfect for Sammy Guevara.
Well, you got them all right, Shep, because they've all been titles at one point, because Tony loves his titles, and we have way too many.
Yes. But I think he's a guy you can bring up and put in that title picture, the mid-card title picture.
Yeah.
And he fits all the parameters. So
yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully he comes back up.
Even though, like, assuming Takeshita takes the international off Okada, I really can't complain with Kevin Knight holding the TNT, Takeshita holding the international, and Mark Davis holding the national. Can't really complain about any of those three.
No. Mark Davis.
I think he's deserving.
He is, but I feel like Mark Davis, we don't see him on the mic. I love guys that can talk on the mic.
Yeah.
Mark Davis, he's more of a I'll beat your ass in the ring kind of guy.
But do you need to talk on the mic to be the national champion? I mean, I know Ricochet was, but Jack Perry's not huge on the mic. Does a lot of taped backstage things.
Yeah. But I want that. Okay. Right? I want that to elevate that title.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the other guys didn't do the greatest on it. So I want that from the new guy, but the new guy right now just beats the living shit out of you in the ring. Yeah. So.
Steven Chambers says, what's up, guys? What's up, Steven? Hope you're having a good Steven? Sunday night.
I mean, you're only 56 minutes late, you son of a buck.
Hey, better late than never, though.
That's right. I still giving us a view. Steven, I still like you better than much.
I apologize for a Shep, Steven. Steven says, Mark Davis, most improved singles wrestler. He has improved a lot.
I think he's so good. I don't think he's improved. He's healthy now, and he just beats the living shit out of everybody. I love it. Could you imagine taking a chop from him?
Oh, God.
That would send me into next week.
Yeah.
And why? Did you apologize for me again?
Yes, I did. Because, see, now you made Steven feel bad to where he's apologizing.
I love Steven. I've always liked that guy. I like him way better than I do Paul.
Who?
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 And Majin.
Well.
All right.
Even though you gave Majin a new name for his Twitter, and he literally changed it to that a couple weeks ago.
I did.
Magnet Majin.
I don't remember.
I
called him Magnet Majin.
Yeah, I don't remember why either, but you did.
Majin, fill me in, please.
I honestly don't remember, but you did.
I have slept since then. I mean, Magnet Majin sounds kind of cool.
Oh, God. Oh, why? Why are you doing this?
It sounds kind of cool, doesn't it?
Good God. Just, I mean, you're making his head even bigger. What the hell? I like when you guys are enemies. Now you're freaking tag team partners.
He's French Canadian. He's never won a war.
He doesn't have a gold medal in hockey either.
OTC, respect the hockey.
You know, an injured guy on the shelf in AW, and this guy says he's going to be coming back soon, is Buddy Matthews.
He just returned down in Australia.
Yeah, they're an indie appearance, and he pretty much said he alluded to he's going to be coming back soon.
So he made an appearance in Australia. And then he said, I'm not cleared till October, which October is his next appearance in Australia. So we got him in the middle, right? He looks amazing. So hopefully he can come back. I want Buddy Matthews. But who do you pair him with? And don't tell me Aleister Black's coming back.
I hope not. And I guess I have a bad feeling Tony loves that guy for some reason. He's going to bring him back. And if they do, if he does, God forbid he comes back, the first thing Aleister, Malachi, whatever the hell you want to call him, better do is he better be looking up at the lights for Brody King.
So going after Brody King?
And lose. Help elevate Brody. Do not put them back together. Brody doesn't need it. Wow. And he's got to prove he – supposedly that was the – you know, all the scuttlebutt was he wouldn't do jobs. Have him do a job right away. Have him prove he's going to be a team player.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
But I hope he doesn't come back. I don't really – besides Kofi and Austin Creed, as they're going to be called, I don't really want to see too many of those released talents in AEW. And they weren't released. They left on their own. Yeah, Macho brings up a good point.
I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence with all these talents.
Macho brought up a good point. Andrade had the same mindset, but he changed his tune when he came back. And the guns. Oh, yes, Motor City Machine Guns. Thank you. Yeah, I want to see them too. Thank you, Macho. I forgot about them.
I want to see Motor City Machine Guns over the New Day.
No. No.
What?
No. No.
You want the New Day over Motor City Machine Guns?
I think those two guys are – not that the Machine Guns aren't talented. Kofi and Austin can talk. They're talented. They're very creative. I want to see what they can do when they have more input and they're creative.
So you want to see both?
Yeah. No, you got to bring them both together. In a perfect world, them and Motor City Machine Guns all come over, keep elevating the tag division.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and Majin brings up a point. Malachi and his wife are a package deal now, wherever they go.
Yeah, well, tell them to go to Puerto Rico.
GCW actually would be a good spot for him.
It would be a good spot for him. Talking about the tag team division, I think you're right. You throw both those teams in our tag team division.
Oh, my God.
Could really, really elevate it.
I mean, you got just the matches. You got the Bucks. You got FTR. You got Cope and Christian. You got.
That's it. You got three teams, and you just sent them. That's all you got right now.
Well, you got others, but they're in the trios. The Dogs, the Rascals. You can take two of those three guys. But you're
billing them as trios, so it's not a true tag team.
The Bang Bang Gang.
Where you throw these guys in, now you have true hard tag teams, you know, dedicated tag teams going at each other.
Well, it'll be interesting because they both could join AEW in late July. It's a month before All In, so yeah, we could see some big stuff happen this summer for sure.
Hey, I never understood that. So you have this non-compete clause, right?
Yeah, 90 days. Because they're technically still under contract, even though they've been told the releases are happening.
All you're doing is letting them rest up and get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden, 90 day 91, these sons of bitches are ready to rock because they're healthy. They've healed up and they're ready to go.
It's a blessing to the talent, really.
Yeah. So
I mean, if you know, I would. Well, they're releasing them, you know, like if a talent's wanting to leave and can't re-sign them, like, you know, when Powerhouse Hobbs was leaving to become Royce Keyes, I mean, AEW made him do the job on the way out. That's how I would do it every time. But if you're cutting somebody, I guess that's different.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Steven said NXT talent's 30 days. But Ship, like I've mentioned many times, we are a week away from Double or Nothing. Really looking forward to it. Always love their show they run on Memorial Day weekend. What is the one match, though, out of the eight so far that have been advertised and announced that you are looking forward to the most?
Oh, it's a hair match.
Hair match.
Hair versus title because of the history with his hair plugs, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's so passionate about these hair plugs. We've Googled if you actually shave your hair plugs, will they grow back?
We googled it last week.
we did. So I mean, right now that's stealing the show to me. Now I love the street fight between Cage and Cope and FTR, my boys.
And we didn't even talk about that tonight. Yeah.
I mean, insert city name street fight. I love it.
In which don't forget, if Cope and Christian lose, they can never team together again.
There you go.
But I agree with Majin here. Like, I love the Stadium Stampede / Anarchy in the Arena matches. They're chaotic. They're fun. They're very goofy. I like that. And I agree with them. Other than the main event, it is a Stadium Stampede match. And you got a lot of great talent in it this year. Kenny's always fun, and I'm sort of the Bucks. But you also got Jericho, who's creative as ever. And you got Lashley and Benjamin in this setting.
Yeah, which they are stone face killers, right?
Like, exactly.
You're never gonna get them to crack. But what about? Remember two Stadium Stampedes ago? Remember when they would throw Matt Hardy in a cooler and he would come out a different version of Matt Hardy every time?
That was the original Stadium Stampede.
Was that the original?
2020 when he was in a pool. Him and Ortiz, and they'd bring him up, and he was a different variation every time. Yes.
That was so cool.
That was the original one.
Yeah. So.
Because they haven't done a Stadium Stampede since they were in Daly's when it was a stadium. So, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun, and there's going to be a lot of good spots. I mean, the dogs are killers. It's going to be a good time.
I tell you what, it's going to be a good show. I know we only have an hour on the main event.
Yes, we only got an hour.
We only have an hour, so we'll have to keep our shit together.
Yeah.
My rabbit holes will have to be at a minimum.
Yep.
But it'll be fun. We'll have 8 or 9 matches to pick.
Yep. 8 is right now, but if any other main card matches get added, we'll talk about those.
Yeah, we'll do a quick rundown, and
yep.
I'm excited. 24 hours. Can you imagine? 24 hours on the Main Event Wrestling Network. There's going to be a bunch of jackalopes like us.
Oh, yeah.
Just spitting content out. If you love professional wrestling, if you love gaming, sports, why would you not just put this up on your TV and chill out and listen to these guys for 24 hours? It'd be awesome.
Well, while we're talking about it real quick, I'm going to bring up on my screen over here the whole card. For the 24-hour marathon, let's see what we got.
Let's do it.
Let's see what we're rocking and rolling with here. Man, my internet's slow tonight. Well, once again, the main one, no pun intended, that you need to pay attention to is from 2 to 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But let's get the whole card.
We are the only AEW podcast on Main Event Wrestling Network.
We're the only one that's going to be focusing solely on AEW, correct, on Saturday.
Yes. But
kicking things off at 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock Friday night. You got the Friday night SmackDown Watch Along with Tino going on. Then you got the NXT Night Shift from 11 to midnight. You got the IW Guide Super Duper Power Hour from midnight to 1 a.m. You got the TGBH with TGBH from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. You got
all
the
all by himself.
Yep. You got the BWO and Glow Wrestling from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. You got two jackalopes, JPJ and Pluggo, between two beards, with Jay Gold hosting Kayfabe Coffee AW Edition, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. You got Kayfabe Coffee with Mr. OTM himself doing a SmackDown recap from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. You got the Wrestling Junkies podcast, great show they do over there, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You got Main Event Trivia, if you want to test your pro wrestling knowledge, 10 a.m. to noon. You got the Watch Along with Tim Vicious and Paperclip Mike from noon to 1. You got Tino's Time Wrestling Collection from 1 to 2. You got yours truly right here, 2 to 3. You got the Video Game Roundtable from 3 to 4. You got Tino's WWE 2K from 4 to 5. You got OTM Saturday Night Main Event / Double or Nothing Preview from 5 to 6. You got Saturday Night Main Event Mixer from 6 to 7. And the Dusty Finish rounding things out from 7 to 8.
There you go.
There you,
you go. By the way, have you ever watched any of the watch-alongs with Tino? He does a really good job.
Yes. Yes.
He's very entertaining.
Yes. Oh, everybody's really good at what they talk about on the
network. Well, I mean, everybody besides that Paul guy. Who's
Who? I believe he calls himself the workhorse.
The load says he's the workhorse son while the calendar takes a roll. Got a can of Mountain Dew and a grin that won't behave. Talks like he built this thing from the first mic to the grave. He swears he's never missed a beat, then he misses half the run. But he talks so big and sweet, you think he got it done. Up when the boys get mean, two big bodies in a ring, shouting there goes one hard slam, like that's a holy thing. He'll point at the screen and laugh, say I know who takes the belt. Then the bell rings out and his pick falls flat on itself. He talks that talk all week long, like he's got the future pin. Then the card goes hard right on, and Paul is wrong. Shows up in that same old life. And we love that stubborn fool for the mess and every win. Cause every barn needs one old mule who acts like he's in charge again. Paul the workhorse, yeah, that's the line. Paul the workhorse knows the time. He loves that dew and a roughhouse show and guesses wrong wherever they go. Paul the workhorse, bless his soul, he pulls that wagon out of control.
I mean, you can't describe him any better.
And the workhorse does. He guarantees he will be here for the Double or Nothing Prediction Show. If not, Heard it here first. There's got to be some consequences.
He doesn't have a choice. He has to be here.
He has to be here.
We're 2 o'clock in the middle of the afternoon, Paul. Let's go. I'm leaving work 15 minutes early to join you, Jackalopes.
I mean, you're leaving work 15 minutes early just to come in second at best.
Oh, no.
I smell a perfect card coming.
I know. I was getting ready to say that, but yeah. I bet I win. I beat you by 2 points. I beat Paul by 8. I'm telling you right now. My prediction.
I mean, we're almost halfway through the year, and title hadn't changed hands yet.
Yeah, well, get the belt. Get the belt on my shoulder, then I'll open my mouth, and I'll bring other people in, like I do all the time.
Yeah. And then we're going to have to ship it across the freaking country. Soon it'll be global.
Next thing you know, it's next to the tuna fish in Boston because of JP.
Oh, God.
That was Paul's fault.
I'm good at WWE picks, guys. I got this. I'm taking LA Knight to defend it against Jacob Fatu. I got it.
Wow. You're a dick. I love it. Oh, shit. My face is red because there was sun out today, right? Not because I'm out having a freaking heart attack, because you just did the best Paul impersonation of all time. Like, that's going on Instagram, right?
Oh, and he can't even defend himself. I feel bad. I should do that when he's here.
But. No, he can't defend himself at all, and he won't. Hell, it took him 3 days to listen to the last pod just because of the music.
Yeah, we had to tease it in the text message multiple times.
That's right. So I appreciate the Paul song. I appreciate the main event ship song, right? Like, you're going to send me that. I'm sending that to a lot of people tonight when you send me that audio clip.
I mean, and I expect one to come my way eventually, but I'm not making one by myself. That's on you and Paul. So
I don't know how to do that shit, but I can't, well, I can't wait till we do one for the beards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, JPJ and Plugo, you need to, like, do what you do on AI, and we need to have a song for them.
They have a good one on their own show they play when JPJ goes on a rant. About JPJ getting mad. It's really good.
Oh, well, how about us? Let's worry about us.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, Trent's mom, Sue, is always on their show, so
the outro.
We gotta top them.
Well, they don't have Alvarez and LaGreca like we do in the intro. So.
LaGreca with the freaking cold sore on his lip.
Yeah, hey, you know, I wish you never would have brought that up, because for some reason I had never, like, paid attention, and now I can't unsee it.
I'm just saying, he's got red glasses on and a cold sore. I mean, he must have got it from Thunder Rosa.
Maybe one of these days we're going to have to pay Double J to do an intro. That'd be cool. Because I know he's on Cameo.
How about Dark Side of the Ring coming out next week?
July.
I thought it was...
The three-parter with Jeff Jarrett and TNA in July.
Yeah. Yep. Is it July? I thought it was June. Sorry.
It'll be good.
Yeah, Double J in the TNA / Global Force Wrestling when he was selling the gold bars.
And Dixie Carter declined to be in it. Of course she did. She's pathetic. But yeah, that's a rabbit hole for another day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anything else, Shep, you want to cover before we wrap this thing up?
Well, let's wrap it up. I hear your dog in the background. He's done. He just woke up
from his bed, and he's
ready to go.
Now he's circling down to lay down again. Yeah, he's ready to go downstairs. He's like, I'm tired. I'm done.
Everybody, thanks for watching us this week. Appreciate you. Tune in to the Main Event Wrestling Network next Saturday for the 24-hour marathon. We're going to be there for 1 hour. We're really going to try to, you know how bad it's going to be you're going to have to contain me for one fucking hour.
Yeah, I got to keep you in the workhorse, like, on track, like, because, I mean, like I said, they got another show queued up at 3, so.
Yeah, yeah, 1 hour. So, Mr. OTM, if we go over a little bit, I'm sorry. You're going to have to deal with it.
We won't, Kyle. I got it.
I'm a mess. Just let you know, Kyle. But love you guys. Thanks for watching.
At least we're getting shipped right after work, so he shouldn't be too much of a mess.
Ooh, I got to – Should I make a toddy around noon at work?
I mean, you know.
More power. I gotta stretch.
You know. All I know is you guys better be studying because I'm gonna wipe the floor with both of y'all.
So. Oh Jesus, shut up. All right, wrap this thing up. Let's wish everybody farewell.
Yes. Yes. Well, and like Shep said. 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday, the 23rd, Main Event Wrestling Network YouTube channel, going live with our AEW Double or Nothing Prediction Show. Going to be a great time. You don't want to miss it. And help us get to 500 subscribers, guys. Last time I checked, we're 3 away on YouTube. 3 away from 500. I know everybody out there knows somebody that likes wrestling and AEW that has not subscribed to the Kicking Out Podcast YouTube channel. Let them know. Subscribe. It'll be worth it. Got a lot of fun stuff in the pipe coming out in the future. So be on the lookout. And to get notified about that, hit that notification bell when you subscribe and follow us on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. That's X, Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, TikTok, which Workhorse supposedly runs. I don't know. I don't have TikTok, so he's supposedly running it for us.
What the fuck is Blue Sky?
It's a variation of X that got built like 2 years ago and it didn't really take off, but we have an account over there. I still
okay. All right.
We got a decent following, so I still post once in a while.
I trust you.
It's all right. So and if you want to support our podcast, do all that. Also make sure you're following us and liking us wherever you listen to your podcast. If that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please give us that 5-star rating and a kind review. We'd really appreciate it. It really helps us out a lot. It supports our pod, and you don't have to spend any money doing it, because I know times are tough. Prices are up for everything. But if you do have some money that's just burning a hole in your pocket and you're like, I want to support these guys, we'd appreciate that too. And you can go on kickingoutshop.com. You can get a kicking out t-shirt. We got tons of different variations. We got logo shirts. We got NWO inspired shirts. We got ECW KOFNP inspired shirts. You have a Mountain Dew Paul shirt. You got a Main Event Shep shirt. We got coffee mugs and other drinkware. And we also have a store over on Pro Wrestling Tees with just t-shirts that you won't find anywhere else. And you can follow us individually on social media if you want. I'm at TannerLee92. Main Event Shep's at TheShep27. And the workhorse, Paul Zartman's at PaulZartman87. Frost and Shepherd, I'm Tanner Lee. Tune in Saturday, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on the Main Event Wrestling Network as we'll be kicking out our Double or Nothing's prediction show.
This is where I say goodbye and good night.